I seemed to know what to do with it, for I drew out a pocket electric light, or what looked like one, out of my pocket and nervously tested its flashes. The light was not white, but violet, and seemed less like true light than like some radioactive bombardment. I recall that I did not regard it as a common flashlight. Indeed, I had a common flashlight in another pocket. It was getting dark, and the ancient roofs and chimney pots outside looked very queer through the bull's-eye window panes. Finally, I summoned up courage and propped the small object up on the table against a book, then turned the rays of the peculiar violet light upon it. The light seemed now to be more like a rain or hail of small violet particles than like a continuous beam. As the particles struck the glassy surface of the centre of the strange device, they seemed to produce a crackling noise like the spluttering of a vacuum tube through which sparks are passed. The dark, glassy surface displayed a pinkish glow, and a vague white shape seemed to be taking form at its centre. Then I noticed I was not alone in the room.